Now, we were talking about Garrett Brooks. He's in the county. Is he staying in the county is the question. There's rumours he may be out and staying out in Fossa, but we'll see what happens. He's been popping up here and there for the last number of days in public. He's filming a documentary for Netflix, and yesterday afternoon he was in Dingle. As we heard, he sang a few songs, played a bit of the guitar in Dick Mac's pub, but he also went to John Weldon Jewellers in Dingle. With me on the line is Louise Manning, who works in John Weldon Jewellers Dingle. Louise, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Gareth came in with his wife, Tricia Yearwood. What happened? Tell me about when he popped his head in the door. He must have got some shock.
We did. We got in decibel shock altogether. Yeah, they came in just about 6 in the evening. Himself and Tricia had a little look around. Very nice people, very down to earth. Very low-key. They were lovely.
So they popped in, just had a look. Did they have a crew with them or an entourage, or what was that like?
They just had one or two of their friends with them. They were just wandering around. They were across the road. They came into us. And after that, I don't know where he went.
Yeah. Did they buy anything?
I shouldn't be telling you now. He got something nice for himself, and he got something nice for Tricia as well.
Oh, fantastic. Fair play. So he's keeping the local economy going there, keeping the tourism going, Louise, which is good to see.
He's keeping us going down here, yeah. He's great for the town anyway.
Yeah, he certainly is. And look, you know, he obviously showed up in Dick Max. There was videos of that. Tell me a bit about the shop, about John Wildinger. So you've got some beautiful stuff up online.
Yeah, so a lot of the jewellery here then is handcrafted, and John's been here now 25 years this year, so he's keeping us going in jobs and everything else.
For the 25 years, and Garrett Brooks and Tricia Yearwood walk in the door.
Yeah.
It's a nice anniversary present. Were you able to say anything to them, or were you too starstruck or dumbfounded?
Yeah. Well, I won't lie, I'm a massive fan, so I was a bit starstruck. Clodagh was no bother in the world. I was just stargazing for a minute or two. absolutely lovely, just so down to earth. I told him I'm going up to the gig now on Saturday. And
oh, yeah.
He was just asking, you know, how I got into liking his music and things like that. Just, I was shocked, to be honest.
Yeah. So. You've seen, he's been in Glendalough. You see him going to pubs and see the videos online and stuff like that. I suppose you never expected he'd walk into your shop, did you?
No, not a bit. Just casually strolls in the door. You know, him and Tricia and two other friends of theirs were with them as well.
Yeah. Unbelievable, yeah. Louise. And you were there thinking, sure, look, Gareth, I'll see you Saturday anyway.
I did. I gave him an old fist pump. I said, I'll see you Saturday night.
He must have been delighted with that. He must have been absolutely delighted with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant stuff.
Couldn't be happier now.
Well, I suppose, look, there's 400,000 people have bought tickets for the concert. So there's more often than not, wherever he goes, he's going to meet someone that's going to the concert in Ireland, surely.
Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
Did you have tickets the last time, Louise, in 2014?
I actually did. I had tickets for the Saturday night as well in 2014, so it's nearly a dream come true now at this stage to be going again.
My God, you must have been gutted when it all fell apart. All the saga, yeah. Will we ever forget it?
No, I don't think we will.
Unbelievable.
But what? I'll get to go this time.
Yeah, you're really looking forward to it. Brilliant stuff. Are you travelling up or down, or did you manage to bag a hotel room at a cost of €2 million a night in Dublin?
Yeah, we're way out from the city centre on Saturday night, but we're staying above.
Great. Okay.
There's 8 of us going up together, so
you'll have some crack.
Delighted.
Yeah.
We will.
What's your favourite Garth Brooks song?
Probably The Thunder Rolls.
Yeah, that's a good song, all right, in fairness. You didn't ask him to belt out a bar or two in the jewellery shop, no?
No, I didn't. I was too shy.
Did you get pictures? Or were you like, we'll leave him alone?
Yeah.
You did?
No, he was happy out to take a photograph with us, so it was no problem at all.
Ah, that's great. That's brilliant. That's a brilliant memento as well when it comes to that.
Yeah, a great end to the day.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Fantastic. Well, listen, Louise, stay on the line there with me on the line. We have somebody else who's on the line. Mary, good morning to you.
Hello, Jerry.
Mary, how's it going? How are things?
Yeah, great, yeah. Good.
Very good.
I went into the Dick Mac's just around out to see if my friends were there, and then I came back out There was a swimming pool there, filling in for a few seconds. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was RTE or something. And then suddenly I recognised him behind the counter.
Oh, brilliant.
And he was so tall, extremely tall, and the barman was showing him how to fill a pint. So he did that, he filled the pint, and then he drank the pint. And then there was a young couple in the bar who had been at his concert in Croke Park, so he posted some pictures with them, and somebody asked him to sing. So they went to the end, I got a guitar for Emmanuel, and he sang one song with the guitar, and then he sang another song after that. And he was very nice. He was chatting to everybody, asking everyone, there was an awful lot of tourists there, so he was asking everyone where they were from, and he asked me where they were from, and I said, Kinvia. So he said that. I said, South Kerry. So then he wanted to buy a scarf, and he was only looking for recommendations, so I told him, Stanthouse, Quinn's.
Oh,
and
yes.
He said, that, and I said, it's down there, and he said, down there, down there, everyone says down there. But he was very nice anyway. He was posted pictures with everybody, or anyone, you know, he was lovely, very nice.
Brilliant. Mary, that's great. Mary O'Neill, Mary Declan, as you're known locally, Mary. And what were you doing? What was a Tempano woman doing in Dingle on a Tuesday afternoon?
There was 30 of us. And Declan Finnegan staying in the Dingle Skellig Hotel.
Oh, brilliant.
We were here for 3 days.
Fantastic.
And they were all rambling around the town. Like, so most of our group had been inside in Dick Max, and they had just gone up to Foxy John's. And
yes.
I wanted to see Dick Max anyway again because I love her. So I went into Dick Max and I went away out the back and had a look around to see if there was anyone else there out of our group. And then I came back out. I happened to come into this thing then. So I was the only one that. About group that was there at the time he was there, yeah.
My gosh, but, that's incredible.
Yeah, but we had a great time in the Dingle Skellig, so fabulous as well, of course. But
fantastic.
It was amazing, yeah. Yeah, to see him, yeah. He was lovely, yeah.
And he sang a few songs. He sang the Parliament, and he sang If Tomorrow Never Comes as well.
That's right, yeah. He sang two songs, yeah.
Brilliant.
And no problem.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, he was very nice. Like, but the film crew with him, I presume they're his own film crew. And they must be making a documentary or something about him. I don't know how fast. There was a film crew with him anyway.
There is. They're making a Netflix documentary, Garth in Ireland, for Netflix. So that we'll be seeing that. You might be seeing yourself in it, Mary. You never know.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to him, all right, yeah.
You were? You were telling him to go to Quill's Strand House.
I was, of course.
Brilliant stuff. And there's some people who couldn't believe or didn't believe it was him. Was it some tourists?
Yeah, there was a Canadian couple next to me were filming it, but they didn't know who he was. And a lot of people didn't really believe it, only for the young couple that had been at the concert, saying it was him. And then the couple that were at the concert didn't recognize him either. So the barman told him.
My God.
Who he was. So you see, when he didn't have the hat on him, people expected to see what the hat or something.
So people were, like, you see him, like, there was a couple there who were at the concert at the weekend, and they had video of the concert and all that. They were showing you that. But at the same time, when you meet someone, you're almost double checking yourself, saying, is it really him?
Well, they didn't really notice him. First, the barman said, they said to the barman, who is it? And the barman said, it was Gareth Brooks. But then they said, we were at the concert, and they were talking to him then. But they didn't recognize him first, they'll catch us there.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Yeah, without the
Stetson.
He'd
only got a couple of minutes notice, he said about it.
Yes, okay. Well, he'd know Stetson. And you see, that's the big thing. He's always wearing a Stetson when he's on stage, when he's in Garrett Brooks
right,
persona.
Yeah.
So he went behind the bar and he had a pint of Guinness, poured a pint of Guinness.
He had a lesson on filling a pint, and he filled the pint, and then he drank the pint. And and the wife of it as well, of course.
Yeah.
And the wife sang in Dublin with him as well, because a couple of them there said she was also on stage in Dublin with him.
Yeah, she's a brilliant performer herself, Trish Yearwood as well, a great career as well. And you took a few pictures, Mary, you sent us in.
I didn't have my right time, I had the phone, yeah, I took a few pictures of the phone, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. So, some buzz. Was he there for long, Mary?
Not very long, but you know something, he was there, I suppose, while they were looking for the guitar and while he was filling the pints and just singing, she was like, not long really, but he was there for some bit anyway, but that was around 5 to 6 he was there.
Yeah, incredible.
Then he went off downtown after that. So he probably went in several places in town and people probably didn't recognise him.
Yeah. I said to someone now this morning going, my God, that was Garth Brooks and we never knew it.
He's extremely tall. He's very, very tall.
Very tall man. Okay, I didn't really know that about him, that he's very, very tall.
No, I didn't. He was very tall. It's the first thing that struck me as this very tall man. And then the minute I saw the face, I recognised the face straight away then.
Yeah. Are you a Garth Brooks fan?
Oh, sure, I like it, all right, yeah. I like him, all right, of course,
he's got some good. He's got some good hits, he's got some good songs. Brilliant. Well, listen, Mary, well done, and thanks for sending us the pictures and telling us the story and being the woman in the right spot at the right time. Dick Max and Dingle, yesterday evening. Unbelievable. Incredible stuff. Yeah. Mary, great stuff. Listen, enjoy the stay in the Skellig and the rest of the time in Dingle.
Thanks, John.
Were they all going mad that you were the only one that spotted them? The rest of your group.
Nobody would believe me.
They wouldn't believe you.
Somebody pretending to be him or something else. Anyway, the experts were going all over the place and twisting and stuff, and then they could see my pictures. You can see the back of my head where he's singing as well.
You had the proof.
Some of the videos.
You had the proof. Fair play. They were all going mad with jealousy, I'm sure. No doubt. Brilliant stuff, Mary. Listen, thanks a million for talking to us and enjoy the time down in Dingle. Great stuff. There's Mary Declan with us on the line. A brilliant photographer herself, didn't have a right camera, but managed to snap a few photos and convince her group that Garth Brooks was there in person. Very, very tall, apparently, which I didn't know about him until this morning. If Garth Brooks is listening, he can give us a shout here in Radio Kerry and tell us if he's enjoying his time in Kerry. It looks like he is enjoying his time in Kerry. Someone gets in touch this morning with us and is suggesting that Garth Brooks is landing where Star Wars was filmed as we speak. Two black helicopters, says Alan. I don't know if that's Count Chabale or if it's the Skellig Michael. What he's talking about. So we'll find out more, no doubt, about that as the day goes on. But if you have a view for us on that, get in touch. My thanks to Louise as well from John Weldon Jewellers in Dingle. 25 years in operation. And Garth Brooks walks through the door with Tricia Yearwood and buys some jewellery. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. And thanks to the listener, by the way. She said Garth Brooks visited the beautiful jewellers John Weldon shop in Dingle. Thanks for the listener for giving us the heads up there. Louise Manning, of course, who works in John Weldon Jewellers in Dingle, who got the surprise visit from Garth Brooks and Tricia Yearwood yesterday.